I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thanks for being here on this Monday, March 5th. Today was supposed to be a big day for DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. It's a day the Trump administration said would be the program's last day when it announced the end of DACA back in September. That announcement also set today as the deadline for Congress to act. They didn't. But two courts have, ruling that DACA recipients would be allowed to renew their status after all. Those rulings effectively took the teeth out of this March 5th deadline. Still, some people who benefit from DACA, so-called dreamers, are seen today as a symbolic failure to find a lasting fix for them and other undocumented immigrants. And they're calling for action by protesting. Sound there from one of today's protests, this one in Washington, D.C. Reporter Julia Preston was there, and she joins us now. Tell us what you saw today, Julia.
Well, the Dreamers marched up to Capitol Hill, and they spelled out the word unafraid in flowers on the lawn in front of the Capitol building. And then they moved on to Independence Avenue and sat down and had a prolonged sit-in.
How many people were there, approximately?
It wasn't a large demonstration. I would say maybe 800 to 1,000 people.
And just in Washington, where else in the country are we seeing these kind of protests?
Well, you saw high school walkouts in Wisconsin and Colorado. There were rallies planned in Dallas and Bakersfield, California, Orlando, Florida. And there were sit-in protests in Little Rock, Arkansas, and in a number of towns in New Jersey where there are Republican lawmakers who have offices.
I know this past weekend you got a behind-the-scenes look at how organizers of this movement were preparing for today. Just tell us about that and what your impressions were of this movement after kind of being inside it.
Well, I think the Dreamers often give you the impression that they are just a bunch of young people who decided to show up for these protests. In fact, this is a very well-organized movement. So I think they're feeling very discouraged and disappointed that Congress didn't take action in January and February, but they're definitely not feeling defeated and they're ready to try and keep this on the front burner as long as they can. One of the people I spoke with was a woman named Karina Ruiz, who came in from Arizona to prepare for the action and did participate in the action today. She has three United States citizen kids. She's a DACA recipient. And she doesn't see the fact that the DREAM Act didn't pass as a loss.
Some people might think that we haven't won because we haven't obtained the DREAM Act, but I believe that we have built a movement, that we have developed more leadership across the states, and that's our win.
So that's Karina Ruiz. And in preparing for some of these demonstrations, I gather that these people had a training session, and I know you went to that. What was that like?
Well, it was quite social, but the young people were also very anxious because a number of them had made a decision to come to Washington to participate in civil disobedience and be arrested. So they were training to do that, to learn the possible consequences if you're a DACA holder of having an arrest, but also what to do and what not to do with the Capitol Police, how not to resist. This is a nonviolent process.
Doesn't getting arrested if you're undocumented put you at risk of deportation?
Many of them say that they feel that the risk of deportation is so much greater that they are not as afraid to risk arrest, to make a protest and bring attention to their situation.
What else is this movement planning, Julia, to keep the pressure up and also intensify it, especially since court rulings have taken some of the pressure off now?
I think they've given up on action in Congress. What they are doing is they decided to turn their attention to the midterm elections in November. So I think you'll be seeing Dreamers turning up at the offices of Republicans who are running for re-election and at the offices of some Democrats who they feel let them down by not voting earlier this year to pass the DREAM Act.
So, Julia, let me take a little sidebar here because DACA and Dreamers were on the minds of a lot of celebrities last night at the Oscars. Let's just listen to Kumail Nanjiani and Lupita Nyong'o here.
Like everyone in this room and everyone watching at home, we are dreamers. We grew up dreaming of one day working in the movies. Dreams are the foundation of Hollywood, and dreams are the foundation of America.
And so, to all the dreamers out there, we stand with you.
So, Julia, what reactions have you seen and heard to how large immigration stood out at the Academy Awards? And do people whose futures are really at stake, I mean, they must appreciate the lip service, but do you know how much they're counting on Hollywood to kind of influence their futures?
Well, I think Dreamers are very hard-headed and realistic at this point. They know that their popularity has never been more widespread among the American public. But so far, it hasn't had an impact on Capitol Hill to get Congress to pass permanent protections for them. And so they will continue to mobilize and take advantage of the growing awareness out in the country of their issue. But I think they're really very much focused on getting lawmakers to actually pass the legislation.
Julia Preston speaking with us from Washington. We'll leave it there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Julia Preston, she's a reporter and a contributing writer at The Marshall Project.